From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Presidential candidates vie in the Midwest for votes ahead of primaries on Tuesday. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was in Ohio early Saturday, one day after canceling a rally in Chicago because of a mass protest against him. Trump told voters in Cleveland that the protests Friday night at the University of Illinois at Chicago were an organized effort intended to keep him from expressing his views.
And they really stopped these people in terms of our First Amendment, freedom of speech, a terrible situation, I have to tell you. And it just makes all of our friends and supporters more angry. We're going to go to the polls on Tuesday, and we're going to be resounding victory. Resounding.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz told a crowd in Missouri that if Trump wins the Republican nomination, it would hand the general election to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
That if Trump is the nominee, Hillary wins. And if Hillary wins, the Supreme Court is lost for a generation, the Bill of Rights is lost, our kids are buried in debt, and the future for the next generation.
Hillary Clinton told her supporters, meanwhile, she understands voter anger, but Donald Trump's rhetoric and bitterness are not the way to solve the country's problems.
But the ugly, divisive rhetoric we are hearing from Donald Trump and the encouragement he has given to violence and aggression is not only wrong, it's dangerous, my friends.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio denounced Trump as dividing the party and the country. Ohio Governor John Kasich said that Trump's campaign is toxic. This is VOA News.